Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Laleli bengiba ukulotshisa namhlanje si okulotshisa ngupastor Lindiwe Mamabolo. Namhlanje ngivumele ngivule isihloko esithi The Blessings of God Are Often Conditional. Mlaleli bengithanda ukuthi ulemukile empilweni kaningi bonyana kunento ezithize ezibekiwe for ungathola mhlawumbe into ozidinga kona or imbusiso ozidinga kona. Ngamanye amagama sikutshi ukuthini, sitsho ukuthi mhlawumbe lesi namhlanje ufuna umntwana, whether through the process of adoption or natural, kunama-conditions abakhona emdeli wafulfile for unga kuka umntwana ube nomntwana. Mhlawumbe ufuna ukuthola iqualification in a certain field of study, kunama conditions abekwe umuntu wafulfill for ungathola iqualification. Into eziningi mlalelo, mhlawumbe ufuna ukuhola imali ethize, mhlawumbe ufuna ukuba nama benefits athize, kaningi kuba nama conditions. Now nalokho mlalelo kukhona in the body of Christ. Lana sifunda incwadi iBhayibheli from the book of Genesis to all the way to Revelations, kaningi sibona ama conditions abekiweko for singathola into ezithize. Asikuthi uzima akakhona ukusibusisa all of a sudden out of nowhere, uyakhona. Mara namhlanje bengithanda ukuthi mhlawumbe sicale certain conditions that uzima abekile kobanyana nasiwenza kwama conditions lawo sizokuthola imbusiso uzima sibekele zona. Incwadi ethi kuleyo siyithola ku Deuteronomy 28, akhe sicale uverse 1 ayedwa. Ithini? Ithi now it shall come to pass, ithi if, khumbula mlalela ukuobeya is a choice, ithi if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Nalela ke siyibophe lapho, akhe siyibophe lapho Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Ithi now it shall come to pass, ithi lokhu kuzokwenzeka nangabe, ithi if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, ithi when you observe, you know, all his commandments, leze as commander zona today, uthi uzokwenzakalani, uthi uzima will set you above all nations of the earth. Nalela bengithanda ukuthi uzima simkhonza ko wants to set you above all the nations of the earth. Uzima simkhonza ko ukwenzani, ufuna ukuthi all the blessings zenzeni zize kuwe, bezenzeni ziku overtake. He wants all the blessings to come upon you and to overtake you. Uzimo wants to bless you in the city, and he wants to bless you in the field. Uzimo wants to bless your children. Uzimo wants to bless your bank account. Uzimo wants to bless anything, everything that concerns your life. However, there are conditions that are put that we must adhere to in order for us to receive those blessings. Mlaleli, just like working for a company or an organization, today you can't receive a salary or a payment from a certain company if you have not fulfilled certain conditions. Angeke ngathi namhlanje ngifuna ukuthola umholo from a company yeEskom. Why? Kunemihlomelo, kunemilandela lapho mhlambe ke ama conditions abekwe kobanyana nawenza lokhu nalokhu, this is what you are going to get. Nathi mlaleli in the kingdom of God, kunezinto ezibekwe kobanyana nasingayenza lokhu nalokhu sizofunya nalokhu nalokhu. Nawe ukuthi Deuteronomy yasitshela ithi this will come to pass, lokhu nizokuthola if, mlaleli ngiyayithanda ithi if we diligently obey. Namhlanje bengithanda sicale leyo ndawo, sihlale lapho kancane. Ithi if you diligently obey. Mlaleli, do you know that there are times when people obey but not diligently? Do you know that there are times when people obey but bakatelelwe, you know, they are obeying forcefully, they are obeying grudgingly, they are obeying because they were told to do it, mara they are not doing it diligently. Now nasingacala ilizwi lele, igama lele diligence, you know, diligently, what does it mean? It means, you know, doing something in a way that shows care and, you know, energetic effort, you know, something that shows care and energetic effort. Mlaleli, kwambona umuntu opheka akwatile ukuthi upheka kanjani. Ke wambona mhlawumbe umuntu ovasa izitsha akwatile, rokulumaga akwatile, uphosa iminyango wenzani, or noma sekathi mhlambe ke nangabe mhlambe kune dispute or mhlambe quarrel, and then wena uthi khamba uqolisa, afike lapha bathe ngiqolise. You know, the person is obeying but it's not diligent. Mlaleli, it does not show care, it does not show positive energy, you know, it does not show a good, you know, like, you know, effort ehle. So kaningi abantu siyayenza but we obey murmuring, we obey complaining, we obey grudgingly, we obey mhlambe sinomoya ongasimuhle kithi. Mlaleli, when God asks you to do something, you know, what is the energy, you know, that you put in? What is the spirit? What is the, you know, ngabe uyenza? Kunezinye izinto mhlawumbe uzima nakathi sibawa zona ukuthi sizenze, mhlawumbe kuba nzima, you know, like forgiving somebody who has hurt you badly, mhlawumbe like giving, you know, sometimes you feel the Holy Spirit prompting you to sow a seed and a substantial one, you know. Do you do it grudgingly? Do you do it, or mhlawumbe uzenza? Yazi ngithanda ukwenza i-example ngelinye ilanga, kwaba nesikhathi la ukuthi uzima umoya ongcwele ubeka kithi ukuthi sinikele, and imali esingakayijwayeli, you know. and kwafuna kwaba nendwele ukuthi mhlambe ngifuna ukucomplain ukuthi ishimara yazini imali lebe siyidinga for 1, 2, 3. I remember ngithi ngitshela umngani wami in the Lord wathi kimi, don't spoil the seed, what if you are going to sow ungayikhulumeli kumbi, you will miss the blessing, you'll miss the reward. What make sure ukuthi now sowayo noma ngabe kunzima, because ikhumbula iBhayibheli ithini ukuthi laba abakhamba abalile abaphethe iseed to sow bazokubuya God, you know, singing, you know, rejoicing. So what, you know, don't allow a bad energy to be around your giving. And that taught me, you know, whatever God is asking us to do, we need to ensure that we do it, you know, lovingly, you know, ngomoya omuhle, ingasingomoya ukuthi hey but ngiyenze, you understand. So even in the natural, if somebody is doing something in that, you know, spirit or that attitude, you are not going to enjoy it. With but ngikunikele imali le but ngikwenze, it's not going to be received in a good manner. So now I like it. It says Deuteronomy 28:1, and now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Mlalele, God wants us to obey him diligently. Now let's look at two examples in the Bible of people who obeyed diligently. Number one, asiqala Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 12. Mlaleli, lapho uNkulunkulu uveza instruction, ubeka into kanje ukuthi, you know, certain conditions za Abraham. Uthini? Uthi phuma enageni yekhenu, phuma emndenini wekhenu, phuma endlini kayihlo, uye endaweni la ngizokukhombisa khona. Mlaleli, let's just picture an innocent girl who grew up, you know, in the family with her mom and her dad na ma siblings wakhe enageni ethize. Let's just picture, you know, this one ukuthi umntazana mhlawumbe ahlala ekhaya kube mnandi and all that, and then ke isikhathi somtshado sifikile where she has to leave her country or her community and then her father's house and her siblings and their culture and how they used to do things, and go and join herself, you know, with strangers, you know, to an extent abantu azange akhule nabo, abantu azange ahlale nabo, afunde ilimi labo, afunde their ways and their culture. And you know, it's not an easy thing. Nakafika le uyabakhumbula abantu bekhabo njalo nanjalo. So Abraham was given there to say, leave your country, you know, leave your family, leave your father's house and go to a land that I will show you. It's not an easy, you know, instruction. Nakucala lapha ku Genesis 12:1, ngoba uzimba yenze bakabeka ama blessings lapho, I'll bless you, I'll make your name great, you know, all the families of the earth will be blessed through you and all that. But the requirement was that leave your father's house. And verse 14, Abraham left. Abraham left. Njengoba uzimba kamboyo bonyana khambe. Mlaleli, I don't want to even now niyawaza ama blessings esawathola go through, you know, the life of Abraham or through the obedience of Abraham. Now we're speaking about sicale lapha uIsaac in the book of Genesis 26. Bekunendlala lapha, you know, there was famine in the land and this guy wanted to leave, you know, and go to Egypt and try ayozula zabalaza bona ukuthi impilo ngamenzelani. You know, sometimes when there are challenges around, you want to arise and go and do something. Now Zimwam figure lapha ebusuku through a dream. What do not leave this place? What ungayi Egypt? What yala ngizokutshela khona ukuthi uhlale khona. Ungayi Egypt. And verse 6 of Genesis 26 yasitshela abanyana uIsaac wenzani. Wahlala la uzima athe ahlale khona, waplanta lapho. And the same chapter of Genesis 26 yasitshela ukuthi uZimwam blessa ngendlela ethize. Wamblessa ngendlela ukuthi even his enemies became, you know, envious of him. Mlaleli, let me tell you something. You know, it's one thing to obey, but it's another thing to obey diligently. Obey in a way that shows care. Obey in a way that shows energetic effort, you know, positive, you know, energy, you know, umoyo muhle, you know. If you're going to do something good towards somebody, you know, it's important, you know, how you go about it, the spirit, the attitude in which you are going to, you know, exercise. Na wenza leyo ndo leyo. Akunamuntu ofuna ukuphiwa into mhlambe in a way that mhlambe ke ingafeel right, you know. Thatha ngiyakunikela. It's not a nice thing. So Uzimu says he wants to set us above all nations of the earth. God wants to, you know, he wants all the blessings to come upon us and to overtake us. God wants to bless us in the city and in the field. God wants to bless our children. He wants to bless our bank accounts. He wants to bless everything that concerns us. But he says, if you will diligently obey me, will you accept that invitation to say, Lord, yes, I have been obeying you, but I want to do it diligently. diligently. I want to do it with a good spirit. I want to do it with a good heart. Paying tithe, ngayenzi ngomoya mhlambe grumbling. Giving to the need, ngayenzi ngomoya mhlambe uyazini ongasimnandi. Worshipping in church, whatever that you want to, you know, do for the Lord, whatever God is calling you to do or to, you know, you obey diligently, not just, you know, dutifully, not just because you were asked, not just because you were required to do that. God wants to elevate you. God wants to bless the works of your hands. He wants to bless everything that concerns you. But there are conditions that we must fulfill. And the first condition is that we need to obey, and not just obey, but obey diligently. Allow the Holy Spirit to even lead you to places where you need to obey diligently. Allow the Holy Spirit to even show you how to do it. Remember, He is the teacher. Remember, He is the teacher. He will teach us. He will reveal, you know, the things that are needed, you know, for us to do in order to receive all the blessings the Father has in store for us. Let me thank you. God bless you. Amen and amen.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.